Now stop humming, it's everything to change. That warp tool made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. He got the wave of wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint and I know they gon' copy. Top humming intros always go the hardest. Cause this is America's game.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome back to America's Game, episode number 96. I'm your host, Eric Vanek, and you can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. You can also follow the show at America's Game Pod as well on X. So yeah, what is going on everybody? A good Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody had a good time with family and friends. Obviously remembered the ones that we've lost here in the past, our fallen soldiers. Hopefully we took a moment to remember them and all the sacrifices they gave to make us free. So hopefully you guys celebrated that. A lot of sports happened this weekend, big racing weekend. And I got actually a lot of trades done too. I was doing a lot of trading. Had some free time to kind of look at my teams, which is kind of be a part of this episode this week. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And it's going to be nice. So yeah, I wanted to go over that a little bit today too, kind of my process on that. So we'll get to that here in a few minutes. But before I do get into that, I want to say a few things for you guys here. And on our SouthHarmonFF.com website, so if you go there, we got a lot of cool stuff going on right now for you guys. So obviously the Warp Tool is big right now, and the Warp Tool is going to be a part of what I'm going over today. So if you do go to SouthHarmonFF.com, go to the Warp Tool, sign up today. I believe it is $6.90 per month, or you can get it for $69 for the year. And it is a really great tool. Just kind of looks at your leagues. You can just log into your account either on Sleeper or MFL pretty easily. You type in all the info it needs. Usually with Sleeper, though, everything's logged in there. You just type in your username. All your leagues will pop up, and you can choose which league you want to look at. You get to look at the multi-year graph, the single-year data from last year, available players, all kinds of good stuff on there. What's the roster construction you should have on that team? And basically, you know, just kind of looking at that chart, you're going to be able to tell, hey, quarterbacks are the most important thing in my league, or running backs or receivers or tight ends, whatever it is. You're going to kind of see, you know, what makes the difference in your league. What positions are the ones you should be focusing on? Like most leagues, you know, just say a normal 1.5 tight end premium, you're going to have your Brock Bowers, your Trey McBrides up at the top. But after that, probably every other tight end really does not matter that much. Like, there's not much of a drop-off between tight end 5 or 6 to tight end 17, 18. Like, there's just not going to be that much of a difference compared to some of the other positions. And then, obviously, with quarterbacks, you know, you're going to see which ones are going to matter for you. Running backs, receivers, same thing. And, you know, it just kind of just depends on your league settings. Point per carry leagues, those running backs are going to be weighted a little higher. If it's just a regular PPR league, wide receivers are probably going to be a little bit more of the king in your league. And then depends on your quarterback settings too. Like, you know, maybe having those elite quarterbacks is what you want. I kind of think, in my opinion, in point per carry leagues, I kind of want those two elite quarterbacks. Can I get Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson? Have just two massive quarterbacks there, especially in point per carry for two guys that run a lot. So that is another one I like to do. So yeah, Warp Tool, really cool tool that you guys can use. I would definitely recommend it for you. Also on the website, Certified Shit, which is certifiedsh.it. If you go there, or just go to the website and click on the link there, it's going to take you to the Fanatics website. And even though it's not going to give you anything off today, it's kind of just using our affiliate link, and it could lead futurely to more promotions and stuff. We can get you guys maybe some discounts you know, 15, 20, 30% off, free shipping, whatever it is. If we continue to use this link, it kind of gives us a little bit of a, on the back end, a little tip in the tip jar based off of your purchase and whatever you buy. So, you know, you're going to go on there and you're going to buy an NFL jersey, NBA jersey, NHL, NASCAR. WWE stuff is on there too, really hot. Whatever you're going to go on there and buy, we would just appreciate it if you went on there and used our link, our code, and go ahead and buy your stuff, and you're helping us out a little bit too. And then in the future, we can hopefully pass some codes on to you guys to kind of use with them in the future. So that would be really cool if you guys could do that. I would appreciate it. A couple other things on the website too. DynastyTeamReview.com, or you can go to the SouthHarmonFF.com website as well, and you can go ahead and purchase a team review from myself, Maddie, Mike, Adam, Koopa. I believe that's all that's on there currently, but if you guys want a team review, we're more than happy to help you, and this is a great time to do it, especially it's the off season. You can kind of start planning, look at your team, assess it. How am I going to, go through the rest of this season? What do I need to improve on before the season starts? What should I be doing planning for the future? You can kind of ask us questions as well. You can join us live if you want as well. That is an option on there, and we can kind of work around your schedule to do that team review with you, and you can ask us any questions that you want and kind of pick our brain, or we can just kind of go through your roster, go through your teams, the other teams in your leagues, their rosters, and kind of give you some trade ideas of what you should do, look over the warp for you, look over everything for you, just basically go through it with a fine-tooth comb and help you guys try and win your leagues, you know, and try and make your teams even better than they already are. We've had quite a few already this offseason, which has been really awesome to do. Myself, Adam, Koopa, Maddie, Mike, we've all done them this offseason so far. So if you guys do want a team review, I would certainly recommend it right now. It would be a really good time. Even if you haven't done your rookie draft yet, too, we can help you and kind of tell you where you should be going with your picks and stuff, too. So I love doing that, kind of helping out the community, helping out you guys that are interested in the team reviews. So go ahead, check that out as well. And then last but not least on here that I wanted to point out is the Patreon. The Patreon is really important too. Patreon.com/South Harmon. Get access to our Discord. If you join the $8 tier and above, you get access to our rankings, our dynasty rankings that are on there. Myself, Barry, Koopa's on there, I believe. T-Rock, Adam, Mike, Maddie, all those guys on there have some have our dynasty rankings on there, and I I go crazy with it. So I have like over 100 quarterbacks ranked, over 200 running backs ranked, over 300 wide receivers ranked, over 125 tight ends ranked. So I go pretty crazy and in depth with it. So make sure you guys join that, check that out. It is really, really good stuff. So I would recommend that as well for you guys. But let's go ahead and get into the show for today. So with today's show, I kind of want to talk about my process of how I go about evaluating my teams right now. So one of the first things I like to do, obviously, after my rookie drafts are done and we go through and do all that, is cutting down your roster. So, you know, especially on Sleeper, you have your 5-round rookie draft, and if you don't expand your rosters, you're going to have to cut like 5, 6, 7 players. And I kind of just want to go through a little bit on depth charts and talk about the guys that I am personally cutting right now. So it's kind of like a deep dive into some of these guys. Just going to kind of go over the ones that I am personally cutting that are pretty much on the roster clogger list, basically. So let's go through that. I'll just kind of go through each team here a little bit. So Buffalo, I think Curtis Samuel is finally a cut, especially with them signing Elijah Moore, Josh Palmer. I think Curtis Samuel is somebody that you can probably just go ahead and cut. I would still keep the 3 running backs here, James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. So those guys are fine. You're probably keeping any of backup quarterbacks, so you're probably going to be keeping Trubisky as well. And then tight ends, I'm not too worried about here. Let's go ahead and look at Miami. So Miami, best ball, I've kept some Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He might be their third receiver. Malik Washington, I've kept in best ball. So I think those guys, I'm okay with in best ball. All the other receivers, you know, other than Waddle and Hill, those guys can be cut. tight ends here, you know, only Jonnu Smith is the one that matters. I think Tua, Zach Wilson, and you could probably keep Quinn Ewers right now. I think those three are good. And then looking at the running backs, Achane, Jalen Wright, Madison, and Ollie Gordon, I'm going to hold on to all four of those guys right now. So those are good. Patriots guys I would cut. I guess Mac Hollins you could keep in a best ball, but he's probably like your last player on your roster right now. Kayshon Boutte, I guess I will hold on to, but he's probably a roster clogger. Kendrick Bourne, I've cut. He's a roster clogger. Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, I would just cut personally. He just didn't do anything last year. He's already buried on this team. They brought in three new receivers, Diggs, Hollins, and Kyle Williams above these guys. Jalen Polk, I get it. He's a second-round pick. You give him one more chance, but he's probably on the roster bubble for me. You know, tight ends, I'm going to keep all those guys still. Josh Dobbs, I'll keep at quarterback. Antonio Gibson, that's one that's going to be interesting here to see if we end up cutting him or not. See what the Patriots do with him. But, he's a tough one to evaluate right now. Let's look at the Jets. Honestly, there's much not to love here. Like Josh Reynolds and Alan Lazard, I really don't want those guys, but best ball, I get it. Keep them for best ball. Malachi Corley, I think he's kind of a cut. If you can't trade Malachi Corley for anything, for a fifth round rookie pick, for Fab, I'd be fine with that. Honestly, I think he's a roster clogger. Running backs, I'm keeping the three running backs here. Tyrod Taylor, I think, is fine. Jeremy Ruckert, I probably wouldn't keep. I mean, they signed Stone Smart and drafted Mason Taylor, so if you still had him, I would cut him. Some Ravens guys, let's see here. I mean, you got to keep the top three receivers, but other than that, like Devontae Walker, you could probably cut him. He didn't do anything. LaJonte Wester, I guess they just drafted him. You can kind of keep him, but he's probably on the roster bubble, and especially if they don't use a lot of receivers. Tight ends, I'm good here. Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback here now. You got to probably roster him. Running backs, you know, Rasheen Ali, that's probably a guy I've cut in a few places. Like, I know they didn't sign anybody, but Keaton Mitchell, Justice Hill, or Derrick Henry are all going to play above him. So I went ahead and cut some Rasheen Ali's this offseason that I needed a spot. Bengals are pretty much the same kind of team. You know, the ones that we've rostered are probably all rostered. Eric All, if you don't have an IR spot, I would just cut him. He's probably not going to play this year. He tore his ACL again, so in the same knee, so this would be the second time. So, yeah, that one's a little weary. Zach Moss, I've debated on him. I've seen him cut in a few places. I'll hold on to him now until I hear, like, training camp or something that he's not practicing or whatever. I'll just hold on to him for now. I think P. Ryan is a guy that is worth holding on to. The Bengals really like him. I could see Samaje P. Ryan being the backup for this team this year. So he's somebody that might even be on your waivers right now that you could pick up. Cleveland. I mean, the receivers are kind of gross. You know, other than Tillman, Judy, Deontay Johnson, I probably don't want any of the other receivers. Tight ends, Fannin and Njoku are fine. Quarterbacks, you got to keep all five quarterbacks right now. I've seen Deshaun Watson just straight out dropped in some best ball leagues. Can't say that I blame him, to be honest. Pierre Strong Jr., if you still have him, he's a cut for sure. Let's look at the Steelers real quick here. I mean, honestly, DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, those guys I'll keep right now. Robert Woods, he's a starter. Lineup leagues, I probably will never play him. Best ball, okay. Last spot on my roster, Robert Woods. Tight ends, Freiermuth, best ball, deep tight end leagues. Darnell Washington, I think, is okay to keep just in case because Freiermuth does get injured. Quarterbacks, obviously, you got to keep Mason Rudolph and Will Howard right now just in case Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign here. Even if Rodgers signs here, I think both guys are still viable. Caleb Johnson, Jaylen Warren, Kenny Gainwell, I'll hold on to. I mean, they signed Trey Sermon. I'm not interested in Trey Sermon. I would just fucking drop him, to be honest. Texans, I mean, you got Nico, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, Tank Dell. I think you got to hold on to all those guys right now. John Metchie, I would just fucking cut him. I don't think he's had a couple years now with this roster. They've drafted and brought in so many different guys over him. I'm out on John Metchie. Tight ends. Brevin Jordan, he didn't really play at all last year. I would just cut him. They brought in Stover, Luke Lachey, you know, Dalton Schultz is still there. I'll just cut those. Cut Brevin Jordan. Quarterbacks are fine. Running backs, you know, I guess you got to keep Pierce and Ogunwale right now. Ogunwale is probably on a lot of waivers, so you probably don't have to do anything with him. But yeah, a lot of those other guys, I would just cut. Indianapolis, let's look there real quick. I think the top four receivers you keep. Tight ends, only Tyler Warren is the only one I want to keep right now. Quarterbacks, I think you can make all three. You can keep those guys. Running backs, Taylor, Herbert, Giddens, I'll keep. Tyler Goodson, I've cut him a bunch this offseason. I had a lot of him. Jaguars, so I think, you know, Brian Thomas, Hunter, Diami Brown, I'll keep those guys. Parker Washington, I'll keep. After that, I can probably cut everybody. Tight end, the only one I want here is Brenton Strange. Trevor Lawrence, Nick Mullins. And then for the running backs, Etienne, Bigsby, Bashal Tuten, and LaQuint Allen, I'll keep. Any of my Keelan Robinsons I had last year, I just straight up cut. New regime, I don't even know if he makes the team, to be honest with you. Titans, wide receivers, Calvin Ridley I'm keeping, Tyler Lockett I'll keep, Amonor and Chimere Dike, Restrepo, I'll keep those guys. I've seen Treylon Burks on waivers quite a bit. I think he's cuttable for sure. The rest of those guys all cuttable. Even though Van Jefferson's starting, I still don't want him. Tight ends, I like Chig, I like Helm, I've liked Josh Wiley, but I mean, they drafted Gunnar Helm. I think Gunnar Helm is going to play above him. So Wiley is a cut for me. Cam Ward, Will Levis, I'll keep. And then running backs, Pollard, Spears. And I guess Khalil Mullings did get drafted by this team, this regime. So he's worth like a back-end stash, but I don't really like him as a player. Denver, let's take a look there real quick. Sutton, Mims, Vele, Pat Bryant, Troy Franklin. I'll keep those guys. Anybody else can get cut. Evan Ingram is the only tight end I want here. The rest of them can get cut. Bo Nix, Stidham, I'll keep. Harvey, Estime, McLaughlin are the running backs I want. I've cut some Blake Watson. I've cut some Tyler Beatty. Those guys, if an injury happens, I'll pick them back up then. But right now, they're roster cloggers, so I'm going to let them go. Kansas City, receiver-wise, Worthy, Hollywood, Rasheed, Jalen Royals, I'll keep those guys. Sky Moore, gone. Juju, gone. Still holding on to Justin Ross, fucking gone. Just cut these guys. Kelce, Noah Gray, Jared Wiley, I'll keep those guys. Mahomes and Minshew at quarterback, I like that. Pacheco, Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, Breshard Smith, I'll keep those guys at running back. Vegas, I mean, receiver-wise, I only really want Myers, Jack Beck, Dante Thornton Jr., I guess you can keep him since they did draft him in round four just to see what happens. But like Trey Tucker, best ball only, and that's like the last roster spot. Tight ends, Bowers, Mayer, you keep. Everyone else can get cut. Geno, Aiden O'Connell, Cam Miller. I like those guys at quarterback. I'll keep them. Ashton Genty. Raheem Mostert, I guess you got to keep. This team did sign him, but I don't even know how much he's going to play. I know a lot of people still like Sincere McCormick. I'll hold on to him, see what happens. Zamir White, that's one I've really struggled with. I've probably cut 75% of my Zamir Whites, and then some other teams that I'm just really weak. I've kept him just to see what happens, but if you prioritize pretty much any fucking rookie that's coming into the league that you want to pick up, I would cut Samir White for him. So let's look at the Chargers. So Chargers, Mike Williams, Trey Harris, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnson, Keandre Lambert-Smith. I'll keep all those guys. I'm cutting the rest. Darius Davis, Brendan Rice. I'm cutting all those guys. Tight ends, I mean, I think Conklin's going to be the starter, but Disley's still there. Gadsden's still there. I'll keep all three of those. So here's an interesting one. They have Heinicke. They signed Trey Lance. They gave Trey Lance a bunch of money. I mean, Trey Lance would be one of the absolute last guys on my roster if I had to keep him. But if I, real shallow league, he can go, honestly. He has not shown a damn thing in the NFL. Running backs, Hampton, Najee Harris. I'll keep Hassan Haskins, guy, I liked him a lot this off or last offseason. I've cut him. He just didn't cut it for me. Kamani Vidal, I think that's one you got to have a conversation with about yourself. If you, I know a lot of people drafted him last year. We'll see what happens, but he's kind of buried. And then Rocket Sanders, I will keep on my like taxi squads if I have one. Let's go over to the NFC now. So Dallas receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Tolbert, Pickens. I think the rest of them can get cut. Well, Turpin, I like Turpin in best ball. Mingo, I'm not in on Mingo anymore. I liked him coming out, just hasn't panned out. Tight ends, I like Ferguson. I like Schoonmaker with Ferguson becoming a free agent next year. Schoonmaker could be the new go-to guy at some point, especially if Ferguson gets hurt this year. Running backs, Dak Prescott, Joe Milton, I'll keep those guys. And then the running backs, I think Javonte, Jayden Blue, Miles Sanders, Phil Mafah, I'll keep those guys. If you still are holding on to Deuce Vaughn, what the fuck are you doing? New York Giants here. Wide receivers, I'll keep Neighbors, Slayton, Wandale, Jalin Hyatt. Yeah, it's probably time to cut Jalin Hyatt. As much as I liked him in his spot, I think it's time to cut him. He hasn't done anything. Tight ends, Theo Johnson, I still like quite a bit. Bellinger has just not been as good from since his rookie year. Thomas Fedone, I think, is interesting, but only in like real deep leagues, or if I have a taxi squad. Quarterbacks here, Russell Wilson, Jameis, Jackson Dart. I think you hold on to those guys. Running backs, Tyrone Tracy, Singletary, Scadabo, I'll hold on to. All my Eric Grays I've cut. I don't have any more of him. Philadelphia, I think receivers. It's AJ Brown, it's DeVonta Smith. I mean, guess you hold on to Jahan Dotson, but I'm not really in love with him. He just hasn't panned out in the NFL. The rest of the receivers I can cut. That includes Johnny Wilson. Tight ends, Goddard, Calcaterra. I'm interested in those guys. The rest of them, probably not. Jalen Hurts and Kyle McCord, I like. Tanner McKee, you can keep too. He has shown a little bit of promise. Running backs, honestly, it's Barkley, Shipley. I guess you hold on to AJ Dillon just to see what happens here in training camp. But if you he just not does not look good, I'd be fine cutting AJ Dillon. Montrell Johnson Jr. is somebody I really liked in the draft, so I'm gonna hold on to him right now. Let's look at Washington now. Debo, Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, I'll keep those guys. Jalen Lane. I think the rest of these guys can get cut. I've cut some KJ Osborne's. Michael Gallup, I cut last year. I just don't see him making an impact. Yeah, that's it for there. Tight ends, Ertz and Sanat, I'll keep. Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, I'll keep. Brian Robinson, Eckler, Kroski Merritt, and I guess you keep McNichols. I've seen some Chris Rodriguez dropped. I still like Chris Rodriguez, but he is kind of buried right now. So if you had to make a spot, I'd be okay with that. Let's look here at the Chicago Bears, Burden, DJ Moore, Odunze, I'm good with. Honestly, the rest of these guys I would just cut. Even Zaccheaus, even though Zaccheaus had a great year with the Redskins or the Commanders, I'm sorry. Last year, I would go with Zaccheaus, cut him. Loveland, Kmet, you're going to keep those guys. Everyone else can get cut there. Caleb, Tyson Bagent, I like. Swift, Roshan, Kyle Moganai, I'll keep those guys. Detroit Lions, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Tim Patrick, Isaac Tesla, I'll keep those guys. The rest can get cut. Tight end, Laporta, pretty much the only one I like, so I'll go with Laporta. Goff, Hendon Hooker, I'll keep. Gibbs, Montgomery, I mean, Craig Reynolds keeps surviving, so if you need a third running back there, I would keep him. Sione Vaiaki, I'll cut him. I just didn't see it with him. Green Bay Packers. Receivers, there's quite a bit here. So Dobbs, Golden, Reed, Wicks, Watson, Savion Williams. I think you keep those six, and I think the rest you can get cut, and that includes Mecole Hardman. Tight ends, Tucker Kraft, Musgrave, I'll keep. The rest can get cut. Jordan Love, Malik Willis, I like a lot. Keep those guys. And then the running backs, Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, Emmanuel Wilson, I'll keep. I've cut some Chris Brooks just because I need the roster spots, honestly. And keeping the fourth running back on the Packers just wasn't good for me. Vikings, Jefferson, Addison, Naylor, Ty Felton, and I guess Rondale Moore. He's probably teetering on roster clogger, if not already a roster clogger, but I'll at least see what he has. Like, if it's just I don't hear anything in training camp, he's an early cut. Tight ends, Hockenson, Oliver, Gavin Bartholomew, I'll keep all those guys right now. McCarthy, Sam Howell at quarterback, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, Ty Chandler, I'll keep at running back. Trey Stewart is somebody in my real deep leagues that I've been picking up as well. Let's go to Atlanta. So Mooney, Drake London, Ray McLeod, I'll keep those guys for right now. I've seen Nick Nash get some pub. We'll see what happens. I liked Casey Washington last year, and he didn't do shit, so I don't have too much hope for Nick Nash. Kyle Pitts is the only tight end I want here. Penix, Kirk Cousins, obviously you're keeping. Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, and maybe Jace McClellan. Those will be the running backs that I'm keeping right now. Carolina, Tet, Leggett, Thielen, Jalen Coker, Jimmy Horn. I'll keep those guys. I've cut all my David Moores that I had. He's gone. Tommy Tremble just got injured. He might not even make it to training camp. He's a cut. Jatavion Sanders, Mitchell Evans are the guys I want right now. Bryce Young, Andy Dalton, I'll keep. Chuba, Rico Dowdle, Trevor Etienne, I'll keep. And then obviously you probably just got to keep Jonathan Brooks for now, even though, you know, he's probably not going to play this year. Saints, Olave, Cooks, Shaheed, Bub Means, and some deep leagues I'll keep. Tight ends, Juwan Johnson, Taysom Hill. I guess you got to keep Moreau for now in real deep leagues. Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler I'll keep. I'm not really interested in Jake Haener. Kamara, Devin Neal. I guess you got to keep Kendre Miller for now, but he's another one that's teetering on somebody that's ready to be cut off my teams. Tampa Bay, Mike Evans, Godwin, Abuka, Jalen McMillan. I'm keeping those guys. All my Trey Palmers, all my Sterling Shepherds got cut. No thanks. I don't even want Tez Johnson. He's just kind of buried on this team, unless you get return yards. Tight ends, Otten, Payne Durham, and I really like Devin Culp too, but that's real deep leagues only. Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask, I'll hold on to those guys for now. Bucky Irving, Rashad White, Sean Tucker are the running backs that I want. And then the last division here, Arizona, Marvin Harrison, Michael Wilson. I guess you keep Zay Jones, but that's probably a very big roster clogger for me. Greg Dortch, same thing. Tight ends, McBride, and I like Elijah Higgins a little bit as the pass catcher if McBride to get hurt. Kyler, Jacoby Brissett, James Conner, Trey Benson, Amari DiMercato, I'll keep at running back. Los Angeles Rams, Devontae Adams, Puka, Jordan Whittington, I like those guys. Tutu, we'll see, best ball only right now. Kanata Mumfield, I like too, I'll keep him in best ball. Tight ends, Higby, Terrence Ferguson. I've cut some Parkinson's and Davis Allen's. It's just Higby's back. He proved he was better than both those guys, and their first pick was on a tight end this year, so those guys are going to get buried. Stafford, Garoppolo, I'll keep. I've cut all my Stetson Bennett's. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum, Jarquez Hunter, I'll keep. I cut all my Ronnie Rivers, and I cut all my Cody Schrader's. San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings, and I guess DeMarcus Robinson you can keep right now. Jordan Watkins, fourth round rookie. I think it's okay to hold on to him still to see what happens. Jacob Cowing, he showed a little bit of flashes. I'll hold on to him. Super deep leagues, I'll hold on to Isaiah Nair. But everyone else can get cut. Tight ends, Kittle. That's pretty much the only tight end I want here. The rest of them are terrible. Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, Curtis Rourke at quarterback. McCaffrey, Garendo, Jordan James are the only running backs I want. I've cut all my Israel Abanikandas and Patrick Taylors off my teams. And then Seattle, last team here. Cooper Kupp, JSN, MVS, Torrey Horton. I'll keep those guys. Ricky White, maybe, on a real deep league. Jake Bobo, I've cut. Any other receivers, cut. Tight ends, I definitely want Arroyo. Barner looked pretty good last year. I'll hold on to him. And I think you got to hold on to Fant for now, but hope Fant gets traded. Darnold, Locke, Milroe, want all three. Walker, Charbonnet, Damian Martinez, I want to hold on to. All my Kenny McIntoshes I ended up cutting. So now another difficult ones to come across here are the guys who are still free agents in the actual NFL. So I do want to talk about that a little bit and see who is still available that I would actually keep on my teams. So right now, the ones I would actually keep that are free agent quarterbacks would be just Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Teddy Bridgewater, Tyler Huntley's that might still be out there, Desmond Ridders. Those guys are all cuts for me. So the Aaron Rodgers is probably the only quarterback I want to keep that's a current free agent. Let's look at the running backs right now. Jamal Williams I've cut. Gus Edwards I've cut. Jeff Wilson I've cut. I'll hold on to Nick Chubb. Amir Abdullah's I've cut. I'll hold on to J.K. Dobbins. Chase Edmonds cut. Jamichael Hasty cut. D'Ernest Johnson cut. Cam Akers. I've seen some people cut him, and I totally get it. I still think he's just 20. He's 25, about to be 26 here, probably before the season starts. And he actually looked pretty decent at times last year. I think there's a shot Akers signs somewhere, you know, right before training camp or during training camp and might have a role. So I've held on to some Akers. I get it. If you're super shallow and you need to make a cut, totally okay with cutting him. But I'm holding on to Akers just in case because he did look pretty decent at times last year. But Deontay Foreman, that he's cut. And anybody else that I haven't mentioned is probably a cut as well. Wide receivers. So there's a couple wide receivers here. So Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Gabe Davis. I will keep all three of those guys just to see what happens. Nelson Aguilar, DJ Chark, Tyler Boyd. Those guys have all been cut. And pretty much any other receiver that hasn't signed yet can be cut off of this list that I'm looking at. None of these guys are really big difference makers. But yeah, Tyler Boyd, I've ended up cutting. DJ Chark's and Nelson Aguilar's, I've cut as well. So go ahead, cut those guys. Keep Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, and Gabe Davis for now. And then tight ends, Gerald Everett, cut. Jordan Akins, I've cut. Hayden Hurst, I've cut. Yeah, pretty much all the rest of these guys on this raw on the tight end free agency, I would just go ahead and cut. So I know sometimes those are a little bit difficult, but those are the few guys that I do want to cut. So the next thing up I want to do is maximize my roster spots. So you cut all this dead weight off of your team, especially after your rookie drafts. If your rookie drafts have already ran, this part is probably not for you right now, just because all the good free agent rookies have probably already been picked up. But if there's any more rookies that didn't get drafted in your rookie draft, I'm scooping up a lot of those guys, and I'm willing to spend half my fab on these guys if I think they're worthy of picking those guys up for a decent amount. So I'm totally okay with doing that. But if your rookie drafts have already ran, the post rookie waivers have already ran in most of our leagues, you kind of just want to pick through each team and kind of look at maybe some depth charts or, listen to this show, look at my rankings, whatever you want to do, and kind of just look and see, okay, who is going to be having a role on this team this year? Where can I see this guy having a role? Is he one injury away, or is he already the backup? I think those are some guys that you want to take. If you have your own quarterbacks or other teams' backup quarterbacks, those are good to maximize because you just never know what happens at that quarterback spot. And having, somebody else's backup quarterback is going to be beneficial for you. And then in lineup leagues, your taxi squad spots, always, always, always have those taxi squad spots filled. Some leagues are only rookies are allowed on it. I know in mine and Scott Connor's leagues, we have implemented anybody who is in year one or year two can be on the taxi squad. So I like that rule better. Just gives everybody more flexibility, more options to pick up, to, you know, stash a guy like, one of my favorite players from last year, Tanner McLaughlin, didn't play fuck all last year, but I still really like him. I liked the tape and everything I saw. He just didn't get the chance last year. So hopefully this year, no Eric All. You know, Mike Gesicki's an okay player. Maybe Tanner McLaughlin can get some run this year at some point. So that's a guy I like stashing. You know, trying to think of some other guys from last year that I've stashed still. Jared Wiley, that's another one from Kansas City. He tore his ACL late in the year, so I kind of want to see what happens there. That they took him in round three, so they had high hopes for him. Ben Sinnott, I know he was a highly thought of tight end. He played 24 snaps last year. That was it. So if you can stash him on the tight or the taxi squad, I think that's okay for right now. And then obviously all your rookies that you can pick up off of waivers for free. And all that. So another thing that I do too after my rookie drafts is I will move all my rookies to my taxi squads and open up all those roster spots. So let's say if I have six taxi squad spots, I'm moving down six of my rookies that I just drafted to those spots for now. Opens up six roster spots for me. Then I'm going to the waivers for the next waiver run, and I'm going to, you know, add every player that I want, even if it's for $0. I'm just adding, you know, I'll have 40, 50 players I have on my waivers and just let it run. And I'll order them based off of how much fab I want to spend on those guys and just let the chips fall where they may. You know, some guys I'm going to, you know, I put $15, $20 on Ty Felton. I definitely have my guy. So I'll go ahead and put some money on those guys that I really like. And then once those waivers run, I'll switch them back out. So, you know, a common guys that I was getting on taxi waivers or waivers after the rookie draft were like Chimere Dike, Kyle McCord, I got a shit ton of, the Riley Leonards of the world, Arian Smith from the Jets, Keandre Lambert-Smith from the Chargers, a bunch of these running backs, you know, your Raheem Sanders, you know, Khalil Mullings, you know, people like that, whatever, you know, just those back end running guys that nobody was taking. I'll pick up all those guys. Hopefully I had enough people that I got those six roster spots filled, and then I'll swap out those six rookies or whatever, you know, even if they're veterans, I'll swap them back out. And with those taxi squad players, I'll bring back up my Caleb Johnson I drafted in round one, or my, you know, Bashaul Tootin I drafted in round two. I'll bring those guys back up off my taxi and put in like Kyle McCord or Riley Leonard, whoever it was, the lesser rookies that I just picked up off of my waiver. So I'm always constantly keeping that taxi squad full and all my roster spots full. That's one thing I notice with some people in just leagues in general. They're not maximizing their roster spots at all times. Like, take shots on guys. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what kind of injuries are going to happen, who's going to hit in rookie mini camps and training camps and get some buzz. Like, even if you got, you know, let's say Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones get hurt tomorrow and you have Riley Leonard, like, somebody would pay you if Riley Leonard's going to be the starter this season. Somebody's going to pay you at least a second round pick for Riley Leonard. So it's good to just have these guys stashed, and you just never know what happens where value is going to come from at any given moment. So I want to make sure I'm doing that. Then the next thing I want to do, I want to look over my teams. So one spot that I like to do that is Dynasty Daddy, dynasty-daddy.com, especially for Sleeper MFL. It's pretty easy to use. Go there, type in your Sleeper name. It's going to pull up your leagues. You pick which league that you're looking at, and it's going to pull up like a power rankings. You click the little power rankings button, and it's going to bring up where you rank in your league. Are you a contender? Are you a rebuilder? Are you a fraud? All that kind of stuff. It's going to show you where you rank in the league with quarterbacks, with running backs, receivers, tight ends, your draft pick values, and then your overall value as well. So you can kind of see where they're ranking your team at currently, and you can kind of get an idea of just how, you know, where your team is weak, where your team is very strong. So obviously you want to try and trade some of your strong assets. So let's say you're really strong at running back in a best ball league, and your wide receivers are maybe the ninth best in the league. Okay, well, I want to go look and see who is a team that's like 10th, 11th, 12th at running back, and see if I can just make a swap here with running back for a receiver. You know, and you can do that with all these positions, tight end for wide receiver, whatever it is. And then if you have excess of stuff, like if you happen to hit on a bunch of tight ends, you have five tight ends now in a single quarterback, single tight end, start one, 1.5 premium. Well, guess what? You don't need to have five tight ends. You can go and take two of those tight ends maybe and try and flip them for a draft pick next year. An upgrade somewhere else. Can I trade two tight ends for a running back or two tight ends for a wide receiver, whatever it is? And you can really maximize your roster that way. So that's one thing that I've been going and doing this offseason, is kind of just looking at my teams when I have a moment, and looking to see where I'm strong, where I'm weak, and kind of deciding, am I a rebuilder? Am I a contender? Or am I a tank to the bottom team? So obviously those are three different ones. Rebuilding is a team where, okay, I can maybe compete for the sixth spot, but probably not. I need to retool a little bit. So I kind of want to look at some of my older assets. Do I have Matt Stafford? Do I have Travis Kelce? Do I have Devontae Adams? Do I have Cooper Kupps? Do I have Mike Evans? Some older players, but still have some value. Like if you want to rebuild and you currently want to kind of get to the bottom, I don't want those guys really on my team. I want to get younger assets, either draft picks or younger players. I want to see if I can find the contenders in my league and go ahead and swap those guys out and see if I can, get a little bit younger. If I'm a contender and say I'm a wide receiver away, I'm a running back away. You know, if you're a wide receiver away, fuck, hey, can I, you know, who's got Devontae Adams? Or can I just look at these teams that are, should be rebuilding or don't look very good? Can I pick off some of their, you know, valued assets that are maybe a little older? Like if I'm, I've seen a couple leagues where, you know, they're only tight ends, Breton Strange, and that's it. Or Juwan Johnson and Theo Johnson. Like, they need an upgrade at tight end. You know, can I go get Travis Kelce for cheap? Because let me tell you, I have Travis Kelce in a few leagues, and it's very hard to trade him right now, even for people that are weak at tight end. And I don't get it. Like, I get it. Travis Kelce is older. I get that he looked washed last year. Guess what, motherfuckers? He's going to still catch 70, 80 balls this year. He's still going to have 800, 700 yards. He's still going to have 5, 6, 7, 8 touchdowns. And that's going to be better than probably, you know, half the starting tight ends in the league, if not more. Why not buy a Travis Kelce right now for a second round pick? And, you know, you have an upgrade at tight end for the year, you know, especially if you're a contending team. So I don't get that. I think people need to kind of look at their teams a little bit harder and see what they need and not just say, oh, this guy's offering me Travis Kelce for a second. Hell no, I'm declining that. How about you look at your fucking team first and see if you need him? You know, I've seen that in a few places. It's kind of annoyed me. So contenders, I kind of want to look at those. Kind of look at where my weaknesses are too. Like, do I not have a great third quarterback? Or did my third quarterback get nuked? Russell Wilson. Oh, they drafted Jackson Dart. I can see that becoming a problem for me in the future. Can I go out and acquire a quarterback for cheap? Can I go get a Matt Stafford for cheap? That's probably going to start all year. One that's really cheap right now is still Aaron Rodgers. For whatever reason, people don't like Aaron Rodgers. Like, he played pretty decently last year. He had some good numbers. I'm pretty sure he's going to play this year at some point with somebody. Sounds like Pittsburgh. Just hasn't been confirmed yet. I got him as a throw-in in a deal. I'll take a free Aaron Rodgers. Can I go get Joe Flacco, who I think is going to start for the Browns? Or if you think Kenny Pickett's going to start for the Browns, can I get Russell Wilson? You know, guys like that. Like, can I get these guys for cheap and, you know, kind of secure my quarterback position? Running back, same thing. Can I secure my running back spots? Just pick up a couple depth pieces I need to. Like, can I pick up a Ray Davis? Can I pick up an Isaac Garendo, a Zach Charbonnet? Some of these, like, really good handcuff running backs who are an injury away from being studs. You know, I'm going to try and trade for some of those guys if I can right now, too. So those are some of the things I'm looking for. And then tank to the bottom teams. If you're a tank to the bottom teams, and you have any of these older assets I mentioned, those guys are gone. You're getting your draft picks or very young players. You're trying to get that 101 for next year in 2026 and hope Arch Manning is coming out. You know, you're trying to do that. So if you're a tank to the bottom team, you're almost doing a estate sale on your team. Come get these assets off my team before they're dead. And you might take a little bit cheaper prices, even if you have to. Like, you might have to take a second for Davante Adams for somebody to feel comfortable making that trade. You know, stuff like that. So those are things I'm going to be evaluating on my team. Another thing that you can use too is the warp tool. So with the warp tool, obviously you're going to bring up your league. You're going to kind of assess, okay, where are the strong points according to warp? Is this a quarterback league? Is this a running back league? Or running back receivers pretty equal? Are quarterbacks, you know, higher up? Are the tight end premium and start two tight end, does that make the tight ends a lot more important? So you kind of want to look at that. There's also the roster construction tab on the warp tool as well. Can I look into that and see if I can identify the spots where I need to be strongest at for my team? So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do that as well. And then kind of combine that with Dynasty Daddy and kind of look, okay, so the warp tool is telling me running backs are king in this league. And my running backs, I'm like sixth or seventh, eighth at running back spot. Where are some spots where I can upgrade? So maybe I'll go look at team one or team two in the running back spot and see if they have one and two because they have five, six, seven good running backs, or do they just have like three super studs and the rest are just kind of junk? But if you find that team that's got six, seven really good running backs and you can maybe, you know, see, okay, well, his tight ends suck. You know, can I have my Travis Kelce? Can I trade Travis Kelce for a Ray Davis and an Isaiah Davis, you know, something like that, just to kind of, you know, you're helping them out. You're helping yourself out by getting a couple running backs added to your rosters. And you're kind of trying to make your team a little more balanced and a little more roster construction favorable for your team. So that's one thing that I've been going through and doing as well. Like I said, Dynasty Daddy and the Warp Tool really, really helped me with that. Kind of just assess your teams and then just go through and make some trades, man. Even if you're making multiple offers to the same guy for, you know, he's got different assets that you want, give him choices. Like another league I was in, my third quarterback was non-existent and I had like four or five good receivers. Okay, I can afford to trade one because if not, my quarterback situation is never going to be good. So I went out, I found a team that had four starting quarterbacks on his team, and I had Garrett Wilson, who I'm a little bit more down on, we'll say. So I went and got Garrett Wilson, and I not spammed, but offered him, hey, would you do Garrett Wilson for Michael Penix? Would you do Garrett Wilson for J.J. McCarthy? And I was able to get that deal done. I gave that owner two choices. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'll trade you Michael Penix for Garrett Wilson. And those guys probably go around the same in a startup draft right now. So I went ahead and I made that. And so with trading, I found it, sometimes it can be a little difficult. Sometimes, you know, you're kind of close. Like, you know, kind of just don't make egregious offers right off the bat. You know, don't be asking a first for Travis Kelce. You're kind of, excuse me, you're going to have to realize what their value is. Sometimes you might have to just, you know, put it out there what you want. So, you know, go back and listen to some of the podcasts I've done in the past or with Scott Connor, where we've talked about the auto accept trade block. Like, if you have quite a bit of assets and you don't mind selling a few of them, just put a price on them that is fair. Like, hey, I want to trade, you know, Devontae Adams or Travis Kelce. Any second gets them. Okay, I go ahead and put that out there, and somebody will bite on it. You know, okay, if I want a first for Matt Stafford, any 2026 first gets Matt Stafford. Okay, here you go. You know, somebody will put that out there. So that's another thing you can do is go ahead, look at the auto accept trade box and put those out there and see if you get any offers that way. Or go and explore the markets like on DynastyDaddy.com, like I was talking about. Look at your league mates. Where are they weak at? Where am I strong at? And it, like I said, it ranks it by position. Like, this guy's 12th at tight end. This guy's 11th at tight end. This guy's 10th at tight end. Okay, well, I'm second at tight end, and I got four good tight ends. I don't need four of them. So I'm going to go ahead and see, can I take maybe my second best one? Is it, you know, your second best one's Dalton Kincaid. Hey, can I go trade Dalton Kincaid, and maybe I can get a first for him? Or can I get a second and another solid piece back for Dalton Kincaid? You know, stuff like that. Like, try those kinds of offers. You know, engage in conversation with your league mates on it. Like, hey, is this something you're interested in? Is it not? If not, is there something I can add to it? Or can we, you know, talk about a bigger deal, or can we make this a smaller deal? Whatever, you know, whatever the outcome is. I think that's a great way to kind of go about it, and you're going to go ahead and improve your roster as you go. Like, just see where you're weak at. Man, I'm 10th at wide receiver. Well, in best ball leagues, especially, like, I want to be more towards the, you know, middle to top of the wide receivers. I want to have lots of shots there. So, if you're just really weak at wide receiver, you kind of want to try and get a couple more assets there. You know, if your running backs are weak in a best ball league, okay, I want to try and get my running backs to where I have four or five really good ones. And then I want to focus all my other assets on receiver and tight end and quarterback and all that. Just stick with the results of my four or five studs at running back, and then focus on the wide receivers and kind of go from there too. So there's different ways to build it. Everyone has different ways they go about building their teams. Trading is really good right now. And then maximizing those roster spots, like I talked about too, make sure you always have your roster spots filled. So, and cut that dead weight and bring in the new weight. Like, this is the perfect time to do that. Like, some of your league mates aren't paying attention. You know, the guys that listen to this stuff, listen to Scott, listen to all these other podcasters out there. Like, we're talking about these, you know, guys that you can get late, like Jahmyr Adeekes and the Arian Smiths and Riley Leonards that I've been talking about. Like, this is a good time to get those guys on your rosters now for free, and you can kind of just see what happens from there. So I just wanted to do that for you guys, kind of talk about my process of what I do, what I'm doing right now currently, kind of looking at my rosters, assessing them, where am I, rebuilder, contender, am I tanking, and kind of just making the moves necessary that I need to for those teams. If I want to, if I think I'm close, so, you know, I'll go ahead and do that. If I think I'm far away, I'll just sell for picks and, hey, 2026, I'll be right back at it. You know, trying to improve my team, understanding what the warp is telling me on this specific team, this specific league, on what I need to do, and just hammering those spots away until you get that roster back in really, really good shape. And then obviously making good trades and making good profitable trades for yourself is a really, really important thing. So that's, yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk about that today. Talk about how I want to maximize my rosters right now, how I'm looking at my taxi squad spots, and just assessing my team overall. So I think this is a really good lesson for everybody to kind of think about on their own teams. Just want to kind of do this as a solo show this week and talk about that and kind of go through my process on the things that I'm doing right now with my teams personally. So that is going to be it for this week, guys. Please, please, please check out that warp tool. Check out the team reviews, dynastyteamreview.com. Warp Tool on the South Harmon FF website, that certified sh.it link. Make sure you guys check that out too for your Fanatic stuff. Ultimate Autographs, that's another great one that you can use. Signed shit, signed sh.it. Go there. You can get 15% off your first purchase there on anything on Ultimate Autographs. Really, really great website. You get a lot of really cool memorabilia. You're not guaranteed a win every single time, so make sure you guys read everything on how they do it. But it's really cool if you can buy a couple spots and do a break, and you know your division hits, man, you're winning that. Pretty cool item. I've won three myself. I have them on my shelf over here. So they're a really good sponsor to us, really good people. They sponsored a signed helmet for us, a Brett Favre signed autographed helmet during the draft stream this year. Really, really cool. Like a Brett Favre, like that's going to cost you a pretty penny if you go on eBay or whatever else to buy that. So really cool that Ultimate Autographs was able to do that for us this year and for the South Harmon community. So yeah, check them out as well. I wanted to mention them too. So for that this week, guys, that'll be it. At Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF. Make sure you guys check that out. Redraft content is going to be starting up here soon too. I'll probably maybe do some America's Game content on that as well. Me and Maddie will probably talk about some stuff. And we're going to have some, we have the videos already going up on the channel as well. That's going to be up there. Make sure you guys subscribe and like all our videos that we're putting out on the Redraft channel. That'll really help us with the algorithm and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting some best ball drafts going, get some underdog drafts going. I've been listening to underdog podcasts like Josh Norris and Hayden Winks and those guys, listening to their really good content. So yeah, and Skeletor and Dr. B, shout out to them. I see them doing all kinds of best ball underdog stuff right now. So it's kind of getting me the itch to upload some money there and go and join those guys on underdog. So I'll be doing that here soon. But yeah, that is it for this week, guys. We'll have somebody back on next week. We're not sure who yet, but we will be back next week for episode number 97, getting very, very close to episode 100. So with that, we will see you guys next week. We'll see you.